More damp weather expected into the afternoon. A few scattered showers around right in through this evening, but better days are ahead. We'll finally get the upper level low out of here, and the rest of the week looks beautiful. So hang in there. Low 60s, scattered showers right through this evening and early tonight. Then partial clouds overnight. 52 for the overnight low. Put some 40s out in the suburbs. Wednesday, partly sunny, 70. Thursday, little push of cooler air, sun 60. Friday, sunshine into the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel 760 WJR, where Michigan comes to talk.
It's All Talk. The number's 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. President Donald Trump, he's meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. It's a high-stakes meeting at the White House with tensions extremely high over tariffs and Trump constantly saying Canada should be our 51st state. The visit could reshape trade, diplomacy, manufacturing across North America. And, I mean, look. Who has more riding on the outcome than Detroit, the heart of America's auto industry? We're tied to Canadian trade routes. We have cross-border labor. We have binational investment. So what happens in Washington today could impact Detroit, Windsor, and beyond for some time to come. Let's bring in Dennis Darnoy, founder of Denstar Consulting. Good morning. How are you?
Kevin, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. What do you expect the mood will be between these two world leaders?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit tense. Obviously, you know, the Canadian Prime Minister, has campaigned on a very anti-Trump platform and obviously was elected, successfully chosen. And so, you know, he has to kind of keep up that kind of part of his persona. But at the end of the day, there's some real trade issues and real economic issues that have to be dealt with. And the truth of the matter is the United States has a better, position from which to negotiate and deal with some of these issues. So it's a really difficult path that he needs to tread, but one that does need to be taken up. And, again, this is going to be really, really interesting to see how these two individuals interact, because there's not a lot of personal history between the two. And as we know with President Trump, personal history does mean a lot in terms of how he, talks and deals with world leaders.
Well, they're both business guys. I wonder if they have an ability to connect on that level.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, obviously, Carney has a huge background in economics and being a central banker and has navigated some very challenging economic conditions. So you would hope that certainly that element of his background is, comes through. He's not so much a politician. And I think that, you have to understand personalities and navigate those situations. But you would hope, you would think, and again, I look at this really, this meeting today is more of a table setter. I'd be really surprised if anything massive came out of it. But it is a conversation that needs to be had, and hopefully, Carney can present some things that Donald Trump will find appealing, and I'm sure that Carney will come in with some demands as well, and maybe they'll be Donald Trump will be amenable to it.
Yeah, I saw this poll, 25% of Canadians, only 25% think America and Canada are good friends or strong allies right now. That is incredible to me, if true. And I wonder, with Carney being new to politics, will he feel like he has to come back somehow and say, look, I stuck it to Donald Trump, or I stood my ground, or if he can come back and say, look, we had a meeting, and we disagree on a lot of things, but we're going to find a way to negotiate this out or work this out for the best for both countries.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the optics of politics is one where you want to be able to come away with a win-win. And obviously, one of the biggest things for President Trump is that he wants an early negotiation or renegotiation of the USMCA. It's the trade agreement that covers Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. That's supposed to take place July 1st of 2026. But he has said and alluded to the fact that tariffs are a negotiating tactic in order to start the renegotiating the trade deal on a much earlier timetable. You know, so obviously if there were a situation where you could negotiate a new date for the free trade pact while, you know, maybe seeing a removal of tariffs or a release of tariffs, in Canada, that would certainly be a win-win for both. So I do think that there are some issues that hopefully they can agree that it would be both beneficial to both sides if they were able to show that they're moving forward on this. Because again, as you say, you know, there are a number of Canadians that are looking at this relationship and seeing it in very negative lights, and we're seeing that affect tourism. We're seeing that affect ownership of second homes, Canadians that own second homes here in America. So we are seeing a very strained relationship right now, which is unfortunate.
Normally, I wouldn't ask you what is the worst that could happen, but after we saw Zelensky kicked out of the White House or storm out of the White House, depending on who you ask, things could go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I would really see it as Carney overplaying his hand. And not being he being more of a kind of cold economic banker type and not embracing the warm politician type, because again, when you look at the U.S.'s position, they're very strong, very strong position. Mexico, their exports are 80% to the U.S., Canada 76% to the U.S. There are a lot of areas in which the U.S. economy is not dependent on Canada and is a much stronger position. So anything that would increase the animosity or anything that would, unnecessarily kind of, throw rocks at a hornet's nest would be an absolute worst case scenario. I think, again, we have to remember that in 2026, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, we're all jointly hosting the World Cup, so somehow we have to figure out how to navigate that massive international event while trying to get, through some of the issues that we're facing now. So again, I would hope that it's a conversation that takes place that says, let's dial back some of the rhetoric. I think there are some things we can agree upon. Why don't we, why don't we sit down and have a real negotiation on such and such a date? And here are some of the things that we're open to, and here are some of the things that we hope you'd be willing to do as well when speaking to Donald Trump. So yeah, we do not want a Zelensky moment in the White House today. That would be really bad.
That would be bad. Dennis Darnoy, founder of Dead Star Consulting. Really appreciate you coming on today.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah. Hopefully it goes well, because while, we hold the cards in this negotiation, because Canada would be hurt far worse than the United States would if the tariff war were to escalate. You got to remember that the U.S. will also hurt. And it's going to hurt more in Detroit than it's going to hurt anywhere else. There's very few places other than Michigan, and Detroit, Michigan in particular, that are going to be impacted by a tariff war. So we're hoping it goes well. That's going to do it for All Talk today. Focus and Paul W. Smith are next.